Welcome, my friends, to Shaking the Salt with Dr. Peppers. At the end of the message, stay tuned if you want to contact me for any reason, including prayers. Thank you, and I'm Dr. Peppers, Shaking the Salt. Here we go. I woke up this morning, and I immediately got out my music for the choir. Yes, I'm singing in the choir at church. When I was a little girl, every year at Easter time, we looked forward to singing in the choir. Even the week before when we had choir practices, we loved going. My best friend Lynn and I used to walk down to the church and skip and sing and laugh and wave at people. And when we'd get in, we would go to the back and instead of being the model choir students that we should have been, there was an older guy in our choir named Pop Luke, and we picked on him so badly, but he could tell he loved it. So I guess that's why our moms never got us, you know, a spank or anything. But the best part about this was that all of the people, no matter what they were doing, talking, running, playing, picking, when the music started and Miss Luke would hit that first note and she'd say, "All right, Paige," and then she'd tell us what to start on, and we'd all start singing our parts. Now, if you've ever heard anybody warm up, especially when you go to the symphony and the orchestra has all of the different parts trying to play their part and just to get it all lined up and practicing, and but when he clicks that baton, click, 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 all heads go up, and he does his little music notes with the baton and starts the timing, and suddenly there is harmony. I know the old adage is that if everyone would play their part, we'd all be singing in harmony, but that's not necessarily true because not everybody can sing their part. Not everybody wants to. Not everybody would even want to be in the choir. But what I can't understand at a, you know, church concert or at any kind of a sing-along, there are people that will just sit there and they'd prefer to listen and not sing. And even though I may not be on key, and especially as I get older, I found out that my voice has gone down, down, down. And so I'm not only alto, but I am low alto. And yet when the music starts, it's not just about the harmony. It's not just about finding your part. It's about the words and how this becomes a prayer. It becomes praise almost to God when you're singing about Him, especially here at Easter. And it's amazing to me that even though we love to sing, even if you can't carry a tune, most people love to sing in the shower, at least. And we are the only creature on the face of this earth that can actually sing. I know dogs can howl like they're singing with us, and other animals can make noises. And I love watching when parrots can bop their heads in tune and mimicking. They can kind of sing and whistle too. But we are the only ones who, with meaning, can express through a song. Now think about it. There are songs that the minute you hear those opening notes, it brings back a remembrance or it evokes a certain emotion. It might be the song that was played at your wedding, or it might be a song that somebody wrote that you just particularly loved and sang for a long time and then maybe forgot it. My husband and I have a favorite song that we have had since the very first week that we met. It was very popular. It was kind of a one-hit wonder by the Spiral Staircase called "I Love You More Today Than Yesterday, But Not As Much As Tomorrow." One of my favorite scriptures is Jesus's willingness to lay down his life for his friends, to think that greater love hath no man than this. As we've been going through the week of Easter or Resurrection Sunday or Passover even, for the Jewish people, there was a great scripture in from Isaiah 35:10. "Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion." and everlasting joy will be upon their heads. And Zion is symbolic of Jerusalem, the promised land. Isaiah was writing during the time of the kingdom that had been divided, and looking at all that they were foreseeing and the prophets that foretold how when the Messiah comes, he would be bruised for our transgressions. He would be wounded for our iniquities. And one of the others, of course, is how he would be beaten more and suffer more than any man on earth. When we look at what he had going on, of course, the physical part was huge. He was beaten to a bloody pulp, and he couldn't even carry the cross anymore walking up the hill. And by the time he was up there, he could barely hold his head up just long enough to look down and to tell his favorite disciple, John, that he would now be his mother's son. And he looked at his mother Mary and said, "Behold your son." And he told Mary the same thing. And John took care of her the rest of her life. And when we went to Ephesus in Turkey, we actually got to go to the place where Mary supposedly lived out her life. And then we went over to this little island called Patmos, where John wrote the book of Revelation. All of prophecy foretold what would happen, and all of the Old Testament and the New Testament come together in harmony, as if all of God's angels and creation and people, and together we can sing in harmony, because in the end, all that will matter is that we'll have all of eternity to do just that. So if you're listening to this before Easter, I pray that you have a very blessed and celebratory Resurrection Sunday. If you're listening to this afterwards, I pray that you'll just sing more. Even the birds can whistle and have a joyous atmosphere about them. And one scripture says, if we don't praise him, the rocks will cry out. I don't want to see any singing rocks around me. I want to do it myself. And so I pray that you'll learn to start out, especially when you don't feel like it. Maybe you don't even have a good voice. I certainly don't, but I'm singing in the choir. The older I've gotten, I've lost what I used to have. But I do know one thing for sure, that God hears our praise and our prayers and our songs. And Scripture says it's like a sweet incense unto his nostrils. And I want to please God. And when I praise him, especially when I don't feel like it, if you're in a time of really being down right now and you can just stop and praise God and thank him for what you do have, you will immediately find your spirit lifting and just keep going until you do. So I just want to pray right now for all of my friends and family who are listening that maybe you don't feel like singing. Maybe you're in a time where you're either in doubt or in fear or in pain or having a really hard time with some issue in your life. I pray that God will see you through it, as I know he will, if you'll cry out to him. And for those especially who are listening today or beyond Easter, God, we can't thank you enough for loving us so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall never perish, but have everlasting life. And my friend, that's exactly what I pray for you, and I thank God that he's done it for me as well. So have a very blessed time, my friend, and keep singing. I'm Dr. Peppers, shaking the salt. Thanks for staying on, my friend. If you would like to contact me, visit saltandlightministry.com. If you want to share your story with me, ask a question, have me come speak to your group, or maybe just request prayer. Once again, saltandlightministry.com. Thanks and God bless.